Welcome to the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange Open Mic session. Today's topic is changes to console support within KIX and COS. My name is Joseph Lam, and today's session will give you the opportunity to speak to our panel of experts on a variety of subjects related to today's topic. Moving on to slide number 2. In today's Open Mic session, we will start off by introducing to you our panel of experts for today. We will then move on to give you a brief introduction to the changes to console support within KIX and COS. Next, our panel of experts will answer questions that were pre-submitted to us via email. After that, we will open the lines for a live question and answer period. Finally, the session will end with a summary of the Open Mic session given by our panel of experts. Moving on to slide number 3. At this time, I would like to introduce you to our panel of experts for today's call. Our panel consists of Scott McClure, KIX Level 2 Support. Please go ahead, Scott.
Hi, I'm Scott McClure. I've been with IBM for 21 years, and the past 19 years I've been doing KIX Level 2 Support.
Next, we have David Yackel, COS Level 2 Support. Please go ahead, Dave.
Hi, this is Dave Yackel. I've also worked with IBM for 27 years now and all of it in service. I have been supporting ZOS Level 2 and specifically consoles for all of those years, and I have most likely spoken to some of you who are on the phone today.
And finally, we have Mark Todd, KIX Level 3 Support.
Hi, everyone. I've been with IBM for 11 years, and all that time I've worked in the change team doing various support.
Thanks a lot, Mark. Now, before we get to the question and answer period, we would like to give you a technical overview of the topic from Scott, one of our panel experts for today. So with that being said, I'll move on to slide number 4 and hand the technical overview to Scott.
Thank you, Joseph. In ZOS 1.6, the concept of one-byte consoles IDs began to be phased out and replaced with 4-byte console IDs. This effort continued in ZOS 1.7, and the transition was complete with the introduction of ZOS 1.8. During the same time, CICS began to make the same transition in an effort to stay aligned with the changes being made within ZOS, and support for 1-byte console IDs was completely withdrawn within CICS Transaction Server 3.1. To enable this change, CICS Transaction Server 3.1 made the console parameter obsolete within the corresponding terminal definition used to define a console and forced the use of the cons name parameter. The cons name parameter maps to an associated TSO user ID within ZOS, which is then passed to KIX via a modify command from ZOS. A 4-byte console ID is mapped to the console name via a convcom macro being issued from CICS to ZOS. This happens within the builder process of the console definition during the install of the definitions into CICS. Although we now have 2 additional releases of ZOS after this transition was made, there are many customers still migrating to the higher releases of ZOS and just beginning to become aware of these changes. This open mic session has been created to give you the opportunity to ask questions concerning console support from a ZOS or CICS perspective and to give you a better understanding of what will be required during your migration. If you have already migrated to ZOS 1.8 and are joining us simply to learn more about console support, we welcome you as well. Please note the scope of questions should be limited to those dealing with console support within CICS and ZOS. For example, questions about auto-install for consoles within CICS, security questions in regard to consoles within CICS or ZOS, and questions concerning console definitions within CICS or ZOS. Please move to page 5, please.
Thank you, Scott. We will now begin our question and answer session with questions that were submitted to us ahead of time before the webcast. I will now hand the entire presentation over to our panel of experts.
Hi, this is Dave Yackel with Console Support. I'm going to take question number 1. And the question is, why has the master console concept been eliminated within ZOS? So when Sysplex was introduced and you could have multiple systems all tied together, we still maintained the idea that there was one Sysplex master console. And this would tend to cause confusion amongst operations because the Sysplex master could potentially move from system to system depending on which system was IPL'd first, because we usually define the Sysplex master as the first console defined with master authority on whatever system was IPLing first, or if there was errors while the systems were running and there were some console switches and we moved the master console to a different console and possibly a different system, that too would end up causing confusion amongst operations trying to understand where the master console was. And why was this important? One of the attributes that the master console had was that it received all messages that were routed to console ID 00. So applications that wanted to send messages to the master console but did not know either the console name or the console ID for the master console could simply say, send it to console ID 0, and by default, under the covers, console services would make sure that message was presented on the master console. So because of that change as well, where messages were eventually going based on where the Sysplex master console was, that also caused confusion for operations, and so it was decided to eliminate the whole master console concept specifically tied to console ID 0 and to make that a new attribute. And in one of the later questions, I'll discuss a little bit more about that attribute, but that is being the ability to queue to a console who you are going to define as wanting to get the console ID 0 messages. So we eliminate the master console concept to eliminate confusion for operations as to where it really existed, and to also eliminate confusion as to what types and what certain messages were being sent where, especially if operations started noticing that they weren't getting messages. So it was really to eliminate confusion and to make understanding of the console setup within a Sysplex a little bit easier and understanding where messages will be appearing a little bit easier. So moving on to slide number 6, question number 2. And I believe one of my colleagues has this one.
Yes, this is Scott McClure. I'll be taking question number 2, and that question is, how can CICS be configured to handle undefined consoles within CICS? Well, there are several ways to configure CICS. Just like with normal terminals, CICS must either know the console via a hard-coded RDO definition, which consists of a type term terminal pair, just as in normal terminal auto install that might be statically defined. Or you can set up console auto install, configure it, and enable it to auto install a definition on the fly. Again, much like normal terminal auto install. Console auto install is pretty easy, or very easy to enable. All you would have to do is in your DFH sit, there's a parameter called AI cons where you can code that to no, yes, or auto. Of course, no disables it. If you code yes, then that means that the console auto install is enabled, and CICS will call the auto install control program when an undefined console issues a modify command, and that's just as if a normal terminal was coming in for normal terminal auto install. The difference of coding AI cons to equal auto would mean that the console auto install is enabled and KIX will automatically auto install a console without any input of the auto install control program. And the 4-character term ID is generated by CICS that begins with a logical not symbol. The other thing you could do is to install the supplied, the additional things you need to do to configure auto install for consoles is install the supplied terminal definition named AUTC. That's within a group named DFHTERMC. And this definition makes use of the DFH-CONS type term definition within group DFH type. The combination creates an auto-install model to be used, again, just like having a model for normal terminals for auto-install. And then a third configuration would be a combination of the two, which would is where you would have hard-coded console definitions for a few of your consoles that are always known to all your CICSs, along with configuring and enabling console auto-install to service those that aren't defined. Please move to page 7, please. I'm taking the next question as well. That question is, please explain the difference of the asterisk every and the asterisk first options coded within the user ID parameter of the terminal definition. These are special operands that are only used for console auto-install. The asterisk every would indicate to CICS to use the user ID that's passed on the MVS modify command every time a modify command is received for that console. CICS will sign on the console and it will remain signed on with that same user ID until the console is either deleted or another MVS modify command is received from another user ID for that same console. Asterisk first indicates to CICS to use the user ID passed on the very first MVS modify command, which requires the console to be auto-installed. And CICS will then sign on the console with that user ID, and it will remain signed on with this user ID until the console is deleted, meaning it stays that way with the first sign-on of the first received from the first MVS modify. Moving on to page 8, please. The next question is, if a console is not defined to CICS and console auto-install is not configured, what happens and how can I resolve it? CICS will search for a hard-coded definition, and if one is not found, then we will issue, or CICS will issue, a message of DFH AC 2015. The resolution is to hard-code an RDO definition consisting, again, of a type term terminal pair and code the CONS name parameter in the terminal definition to be equal to the TSO user ID passed on that MVS modify command. And the way you would know, well, what was that TSO user ID is by making use of the DFH AC 2015 message that is produced to determine what to code for CONS name. Another thing you could do is to go ahead and enable console auto-install, as we discussed earlier, which is likely the better solution, is you would be covered for any additional undefined consoles and wouldn't have to continuously go look and find out, well, what that one fell with, or let me code that, etc. Moving on to page 9, please.
All right, this is Mark Pell here. I'm going to take question 5, and the question is, I am only aware of the console name being used in KIX, which appears to map to a TSO user ID. Does KIX ever really use the new 4-byte ID? Well, it's a yes or no answer, really. It is possible to define a console, and you use, like you normally do, you use the CONS name, and that CONS name can match to the CONS name that's defined in sys1.palmlib member, console XX. So that is the case, but the 4-byte name is the net name that's used. So KIX actually supplies a CSD group with some samples in called DFH$CNSL. So you can have a console, a terminal with, like, for example, CNSL as the console name, and that's from the net name. And that has a CONS name of console 1, which would be related to what is in sys1.palmlib console XX member. So the answer is sort of yes and no. Slide 10, please.
And this is question 6, and I'll take that one. From Dumps, I've seen reference to a console named Internal, but I don't have a TSO user ID of Internal. Where does this come from? not only would you see this in dumps, but you'll see this in your syslog or upper log quite frequently. The name internal is something that we are using, in a sense, internally, and it refers to a command or message that was targeted to console ID 00. So there really is no console ID 00 from the point of any definition that you make. All of your definitions in your console XX start with console number 1 and work their way up. And so there is no console ID 0. But as I mentioned before in the first question, we attribute the console ID 0 attribute to be the Sysplex master console. So when applications, again, are issuing messages and they want it targeted to the master console and they don't know who that is, they would use console ID 0, say target it to console ID 0, and that's where we'd end up placing it. And in syslog or operlog, what you would see in the job name field or the console name field right before the message text, you would see the name internal there if that command or message was targeted to console ID 0. So that's what it is. That's what it's used for. It basically indicates console ID 0. Let's go to slide number 11 for question 7. And question 7, is there a way to display consoles and their associated names and IDs within ZOS? Yes. So there are basically two types of consoles you should be aware of. Those that are defined in your console XX, we call those MCS consoles. And those that are defined via the MCS upper macro, and these are called EMCS consoles or extended MCS consoles. And frequently, those would be associated with applications like SDSF when you get in and issue ULog or go into the log option and issue commands. That becomes an EMCS console. You probably have automation packages that define consoles via the MCS upper macro, and those are EMCS consoles. So there's a display console command, which will show all your MCS consoles, and it'll have the names and IDs there. And there's also a display EMCS command, and that will show you the EMCS console names. And you can add further parameters on the display EMCS console to give you a very verbose output regarding the attributes of a particular EMCS console. And in that verbose output, it will show you the name and the 4-byte ID associated with that console. So both those commands are described in your ZOS commands manual. Both of them will show you names and IDs of your MCS and your EMCS consoles. Let's go to slide number 12 and question 8.
Okay, question number 8. The question is, if I use auto-install, do I need to worry about this change to console support, or will Kix automatically handle it? Well, the answer to this is dependent on the releases of CICS and ZOS that you're currently running. If you're running ZOS 1.8 or higher and CICS 3.1 or higher, then enabling console auto-install within CICS should be sufficient. If either your ZOS or your CICS is running at a release level lower than what I just mentioned, then you need to be aware and prepare for these changes prior to upgrading either ZOS or CICS. Thus, the customer is still running a lower release of either ZOS or CICS are truly our main target audience of this discussion. Let's please move to slide 13.
So question 9, is it true that ZOS 1.8 and above no longer support a master console with a console ID of 00? Yes, it's true. We have gotten rid of the master console. However, we have not gotten rid of the concept of console ID 00. So rather than having the concept of console ID 00 tied to just one console, the master console, what we have now made available is in your console XX definitions, you now have a new parameter called internal IDs, and its abbreviation is INT IDS. And it's a yes or no, and you can assign it to one or more or all of the consoles in console XX. And what that basically states is if there are messages targeted to console ID 00, Do you want that console, yes or no, to receive those messages? So we've made the console ID 00 a new routing attribute. So you can assign this new routing attribute to any of the consoles within the Sysplex and no longer have to have it tied to just a particular console located somewhere in the Sysplex. So it's a new routing attribute. The console ID 00 concept still exists. What we have eliminated is tying it to a single individual console, that being the Sysplex master. And we've removed the Sysplex master concept from the Sysplex. So that concludes the pre-submitted questions for this Q&A part. So I'm going to turn it back over now to Joseph Lamb to go into the next section.
Thanks again to our panel of experts for answering the pre-submitted questions. At this time, RJ, we would like to open the lines for a live question and answer period.
And we'll take our next question from Paul Masters from Citi.
Yes, on the... I actually have two questions. On the thing about the internal console, does that mean we no longer have to define a console called internal like we used to?
From a ZOS perspective, I don't believe you ever defined a console by the name of internal. I don't know that we would have allowed that.
I do have one defined with a console name of internal.
MCS or EMCS?
That I don't know. How would I tell? It's just the terminal definition of a console.
In your console XX member?
No, this is CICS.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. And maybe, Scott, maybe you want this one then.
Okay. We definitely see internal come into us from ZOS all the time. So the answer is, yes, you need to keep that around in CICS, at least from our perspective, so you're ready for it when it does get passed. I don't really know the perspective from the ZOS side when that gets passed on an MVS modify as internal. That, but it sounds like it doesn't actually get defined anywhere in ZOS that way.
Right. Scott, I believe in this case, when the issuer of the command, so the issuer of the modify, let's say it's an automation package or something, it might issue that command and specify console ID 0 as the console who issued it, and so by default we're assigning the name internal to console ID 0. And that's why you see it when the command finally gets passed over to you and now you're going to process this modify.
Okay.
So that's why it's still there, because we're still allowing the console ID 00 to be used.
Now, that was the console that I forget what it used to be called many years ago, but there was kind of like a standard console that you had to have in CICS.
Yes, I believe in the lower releases, we actually supplied a definition called console zero, actually. And we actually changed that to
internal, didn't we?
I believe so, yes.
Okay. My other question is relating to security. Unfortunately, with auto-install of consoles, at least as far as I know at this time, there is no way to tell if there is a user ID that's attached to that terminal. And therefore, the auto-install program doesn't know which model to use when installing that console.
The question is about the user ID I used for the console that's auto-installed. And again, depending on whether you have asterisk first or asterisk every, if you have asterisk every, which is what most customers do run with, we will take the TSO user ID that's passed in on the ZOS MES modify command, and we will do a preset sign-on, just like if you coded a hard user ID in a real terminal definition. It's preset security, and we sign that guy on under the covers as that user ID. Can you be more specific as to when you don't see a user ID associated with that, Paul?
Well, the TSO works fine, and that works as would be desired. The user gets the access that user would have if they were signed on to the region directly. The problem is with something like a real console, an operator console, or perhaps something from NetView where they don't sign on, because most operators don't. And so, therefore, if you don't have an ID, you don't know which model to use. And if you use a model that has a preset security, then that means that you could be giving someone like in TSO an access that they normally don't have because you don't know that there's an ID attached to it. If you knew there was an ID, then you could use the EVRI or first model. If there is no ID, then you could use the preset ID because that would be like a real hardware console.
Well, in CICS, if there's not a user ID associated with the modify command, then we will use the default user ID in CICS and sign it on that way.
Yeah, but then for an operator, that becomes useless because you wouldn't have things like CEMT and other high-level commands that the default user would have access to.
That is correct. So do you think this is more of a question from the ZOS side?
Well, no, I think it's the CICS side because there is something called, I believe it's called a console information block that does have that information in it because I have found it in a dump back, 10 years ago when auto-install consoles came out. The data is there. Unfortunately, using the extract command, he says it's not found, and that's because CICS has released it by the time he runs auto-install. So the data is there. In fact, you could even find the user ID, but it's not available. Sure, I could hunt through and find it, but that's grossly illegal, being that the block has been released.
Well, you're correct. That user ID does come in on what's called the SIB, the CIB, and then we do the sign-off for whatever's in there as the user ID, and if there's not one in there, then we sign it on as the default user ID. Now, CICS is getting, I think you're saying CICS is getting rid of that SIB too early, or you don't have access to it or something where you could discover what that user ID might have been before it was released.
That's correct. Like I say, in the auto install exit, I have code that will do an extract and get that information. It's called a COM extract, fields equal COM, and it's from the CIB, console information block.
Okay, Paul, I think
the return I get back is that it is not available. It doesn't exist because it's been released. But as I said, if I can take an admin at a dump at that time, I can find that block there. It's still in memory. It's just, of course, the pointers are not to it.
But you would also know, because there is a preset sign-on message that's produced, you could know from that. But I think this is getting a little deep for just a Q&A. Feel free to ask me that in an email.
Okay.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you.
At this time, we have no questions. I'll turn the call back to Joseph Lamb.
Thanks again for your participation. At this point in time, I would like to pass the presentation over to Scott for a summary of today's session.
Thank you, Joseph. Well, to summarize, we discussed the fact that a one-byte console support is no longer supported by ZOS 1.8 and above. CICS 3.1 followed in line to do the same and will only support one-byte console IDs as a compatibility option. We discussed how to configure and enable console auto-install within CICS and the differences of the asterisk every and the asterisk first options that can be coded within the user ID parameter of the terminal definitions. And we learned about the master console concept being removed from ZOS and the role console internal plays. I will turn this back over to you, Joseph.
Thanks, Scott, for the great summary. At this time, we will conclude the OpenMind session.